Earlier in the series, DeKalb Police Chief Bill Feithen acknowledged the public perception that NIU is unsafe. To shed that image, Feithen says the community needs to show criminal behavior is not the norm.
Our reputation as a community, as a university, you know, is what is being challenged. And we have to rise above that. The students have to rise above that and show everybody outside our boundaries that we're a better community than what these incidents have portrayed.
Feithen says recent incidents involving students, either as victim or suspect, don't reflect what crime statistics show, that DeKalb is a safe college town. But Feithen also says authorities aren't ignoring some of the problems they encounter, including flare-ups in residential areas near campus. The chief says the effort includes working more closely with landlords.
I would like to see landlords monitoring their apartments more closely. As far as who's staying at some of the apartments, whether they're actual tenants or not, you know, take a good close look at their security and lighting.
Feithen stressed the city does have many good landlords who go to great lengths to ensure crimes aren't committed on their property. Brian Morsch is with the city's Safe Housing Task Force, which was created last year to improve the quality of life in neighborhoods. He says they're in the process of proposing ordinance changes to crack down on negligent property owners.
That should address a good share of issues, and it really talks about finding who's the perpetrator and creating a situation where the perpetrator actually is held accountable.
The NIU Police Department is working with city police to help create a safer environment. The two agencies say that includes more intelligence sharing about trouble spots along university boundaries. NIU officers are also helping by conducting more patrols just beyond campus. Sergeant Alan Smith is a spokesman for the department. He says they're trying to reassure students by keeping a high profile.
They see us. We're in the buildings. We're in the parking lots. We walk to the academic. We're out on the streets. We eat in the dining halls with them. So we're letting them know, hey, we're part of a community just like you.
Law student Emily Fitch says she would feel safer if the university explored these options.
Whether or not they should install more of those blue emergency poles around campus, just running around campus, I think that there are certain areas where it's, you know, at night it's kind of dark and scary. I think more lighting, maybe a little more surveillance.
NIU Vice President Kathy Bittner says those types of discussions are taking place.
We've talked and we're still talking with the city further about, is it feasible to put more cameras up in certain areas, both on campus and off? We're talking about, you know, how is the lighting in certain neighborhoods?
But trying to foster the image of a safe environment does come with challenges. City Police Chief Bill Feithen says because of revenue shortfalls, they don't have the money needed to maintain the desired amount of police officers. Also, the chief has previously stated that some of the violent incidents in and around campus are caused by visitors of students. Feithen says in some cases the perpetrator is from crime-prone neighborhoods, mainly in the Chicago area. He says students need convincing that friends or relatives looking to start trouble are not welcome.
If they know that the person's a gang member, if they know that that person has been prone to commit crime, if they say, we want to come out to see you, they need to say, no, I'm trying to get an education, I'm trying to better myself.
But Feithen admits trying to get that message through is easier said than done. He says that's why there needs to be a growing chorus of parents, student leaders, university officials, and law enforcement personnel to remind those attending NIU about the importance of personal responsibility. University administrators have hinted that type of initiative will receive more focus during the spring semester. Vice President Kathy Bittner says promoting responsible behavior is an evolving process at NIU.
We need to really educate the students and remind them. And we do this when they come in, but how do we get that messaging to students that are living off campus? And we're still evaluating what is the best way to do that.
To hear the first three parts of the series, you can go to our website, wnij.org. I'm Dan Klefstad, WNIJ News.